Well, I just, like I say, just got into it. I just got WinLink mounted, installed on my computer. I have an Anytone 578 V3 Plus, and I downloaded the programming for that, and a Len was going to help me get that radio programmed. That's a nice radio. That's 55 watts on 70 centimeters and 45 watts on 2 meters, and it also gets the 1 point, you know, the 220 band as well. But I plan to use that mostly for the base as soon as we get that one. But I'll work on Echo Link. It's baby for me, Jay. It's baby steps. Back to you, NEWJL.
It's so simple. All you got to do is go to your Play Store, type in Echo Link, and then you'll see a couple of different Echo Links there you can download. Download the one with the tower. The tower. And once you download that, because it's going to, they're going to have a, they got to find, they got to know that's you. So it's gonna, it may take a few hours, it may take a day or two. But nevertheless, they got to know that's you. So what they do, they'll probably want you to charge, use a credit card to charge a dollar. Not saying they would take the dollar, but they, if it goes through, they know it's you. That's how they do it. Or that's another way they do it too, but that's the way I know.
W8CMN.
Well, thank you, Jay, for the heads up. I did hear, Dave P. out there at the Public Service Corps, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. He's the emergency coordinator. He suggested that. I guess a lot of the guys are doing it, and of course, then they want me to get into DMR and all this other. So, like I told him, said baby steps, baby steps. Yesterday, I signed up. I got on the ARRL site, and I had signed up there, and you know, made an account before I got my license. I got some books, and they helped me study. Then they sent me, after I got my call sign, they sent me an invitation to join with all these extra features, you know, prize gifts and all this stuff. So I called them up and got that all squared away. So now I'm getting my magazine and whatnot. And then I did the QRZ as well. And then last night, about 9 o'clock, I'm downloading the WinLink. And I tell you what, after all that, Jay, I'll be quite honest, my head hurts. Back to you.
Oh, brother, see, you should have did it the easy way. You should have did Echo Link first and then do that other stuff, and then your head wouldn't be hurting.
You're hilarious. Well, like I said, baby stuff. This is KFA FGS, finding good signal, JNHWJL. We appreciate your input. We're going to... We're back to the home 20. I had to move the radio inside. We'll talk to you later.
That Anytone you got, that's just strictly analog. Because Anytone is known for DMR, digital. Is that strictly analog yours?
The home 20?
Yeah, sorry for the CB lingo getting in there. In fact, I only had my license for a couple months. I was involved with CB. I have my life, so you'll forgive me. Was it 2TH or whatever? I'm catching on. Like Jay and I were just saying, it's baby stuff. Jay, that Anytone 578 V3 is the plus. Yes, it has DMR and analog and packet and GPS and a whole bunch of stuff that I don't even know what it is. It's a very full-function radio, a lot of features. Just in the tri-band of 2 meters, the 220 band, and the 440 band. And but it's it'll run 1 watt, 10 watts, 40 watts, 50 watts, depending on how you got set. So I'm slowly working on learning how to program that, but it has to be through the computer. So I downloaded the software, and Len was going to help me. He's got the same radio. And he said, just bring your radio, bring your laptop, and come on over, and we'll get it taken care of. So that's going to be maybe in the next couple of weeks I'll get that done. But thank you for asking. Yes, it's both DMR and analog.
Got your DMR number?
I have not registered for that yet. Like I said, baby steps. The guys over at the Macomb AIPSC, I have an Elmer there, and he said he's going to help me get that set up before. He said it's okay to set that up before you get your radio set up. He said, in fact, it's a good idea. So I'll be doing that in the next week or so.
Yeah, because that radio ain't going to talk on digital without that DMR number there. So, all right. Sound like you're getting it, you just got to take your time, because we don't want you to get a headache. I mean, this is the kind of hobby that you ain't supposed to be getting a headache. You're supposed to be having a good time, let's put it that way. All right, 73 to you. This is November 8th, Whiskey's Living.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.